tweet at TodaySOR.
Britain's Prince Andrew is facing fresh scrutiny over allegations that he had sex with a teenager and about his association with the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. His accuser, Virginia Giuffre, has continually alleged that she was trafficked by Jeffrey Epstein and forced to have sex with Andrew, which the Duke of York categorically denies. The Panorama investigation, broadcast on BBC One last night, revealed that five women who alleged they were victims of Epstein are calling on Prince Andrew to give testimony in their civil court case. They claim the Duke saw people being given massages at Epstein's homes. For more, I am joined by Sky News correspondent Enda Brady and by Royal Historian Professor Kate Williams. Enda, presumably Prince Andrew thought that by stepping back from public duties, he would take the oxygen out of this controversy, but Panorama last night shows the allegations are not going away.
No, this isn't going away, Sean. You're quite correct. I mean, it's back in the newspapers today. No fresh statement from Prince Andrew or the palace, but make no mistake, that was a compelling, difficult watch last night in many places. But you have to say that Virginia Giuffre, Nee Roberts, she came across very well. She made her points, and she is adamant that he must now speak to the authorities. And if you go back to his interview, the phrase he used when he was asked that question, he said, if push came to shove, well, I think off the back of what we've seen last night, he absolutely must now speak to the American authorities and tell them what he knows.
And Kate Williams, what did you make of Virginia Giuffre? Did you think that she was a credible contributor to Panorama?
I did think she was a credible contributor. I thought she was articulate. I thought she was clear. I think that I've seen her interviewed a few times, but I really thought that in this case, most of the material she told us was things we've already seen, we've already heard. But what we saw was her really filling in the blanks of what's gone on and really suggesting the truth of what was happening. Panorama did say that sometimes they said there's a memory of an incident involving a puppet, that there's another young woman there who also discussed it. But really, their memories did a lie. So I think she's a very difficult witness to overturn. And she was really very convincing. And, of course, there was a fascinating insight that they had, in which the Duke, in his interview with Emily Maitlis, said he'd never met her. He had no recollection of meeting her. But there was this email from the Duke in 2015 to Ghislaine Maxwell saying, I've got questions to ask you about Virginia Roberts, which really does seem something of a smoking gun. If he'd never met her, didn't know her, how come he was emailing Ghislaine Maxwell asking this?
And also, I suppose, the point could be made, and that if the documentary did anything last night, as well as everything else, it put paid to the idea that that photo we're now all familiar with of Prince Andrew with his arm around a young Virginia, that was somehow doctored.
Yeah, precisely. I think, you know, they'd even spoken to the press photographer who copied the original, and the press photographer has told them that, in his view, this was absolutely a legitimate photograph. It had not been doctored. You know, if you go back to the Maitlis interview with Prince Andrew, he tried to make out that it was a photo of a photo of a photo and downgrading it. I mean, there was compelling evidence last night in that documentary. It was utterly brilliant journalism and a brilliant job done by Darren McIntyre and his team at Panorama. But, you know, many, many questions now for Prince Andrew. And I think many people will be wondering, will he now cooperate with the American authorities? And of course, the key question as well, where is Ghislaine Maxwell? I mean, reporters everywhere have been trying to find this woman for 5 months and no sign of her anywhere.
Yes, and another element, Kate, was that it revealed last night that Virginia Giuffre had handed over 20 photos to the FBI in 2011, including that Prince Andrew photo, but it appears to have been removed from their files. That's really extraordinary.
Yes, that was extraordinary. Yes, that one has been removed. All the other ones were published. That one isn't there. And that does seem very extraordinary. But there are many extraordinary things about this whole story. Very extraordinary that all these victims came out in the decade, and all of them. And then there was a sweetheart deal of just 18 months for Epstein in prison, which has now been declared, obviously, running roughshod over their rights. And he was really kind of in his office most of the time. That's pretty strange. So there does seem to have been something pretty strange going on. And so you have to really commend Mrs. Giuffre's bravery, really, talking, when she's got all these institutions ranged against her and she's still speaking out. It's very impressive. And I think we also really saw last night one way in which the Newsnight interview came about, because I'm sure that Newsnight said, well, look, Panorama's coming up, Prince Andrew, that these allegations are really coherently posed. How this is your chance to defend yourself. And of course, the interview he did to defend himself was completely catastrophic and was used in the Panorama interview itself. I mean, he couldn't have made things worse for himself if he, you know, tried.
And now that push, to use that phrase from the Prince, now that push has come to shove, is it possible, could you envisage circumstances where Andrew might agree to fly to the United States, or would it be, if anything is to happen, that maybe the FBI or other people, lawyers, would come to interview him in London?
I think if anything, that would happen in London. I mean, can you imagine the media circus that if this leaked that he was going to New York to speak to the FBI? I mean, there would be reporters in London watching aircraft. There would be reporters at the airports in America. There would be reporters, you know, all across it. I mean, this, if it does happen, would have to be done very, very discreetly. He would certainly want it done that way. I think if it does happen, it will happen in London. It will be by appointment. And it will be very, very secretively done. But, you know, that documentary leaves an awful lot of questions for Andrew. His interview, yeah, which he thought went brilliantly, has just heaped more fuel on the flames. And these questions are not going away. These allegations are not going away. He obviously denies any wrongdoing whatsoever and says he has never met Virginia Roberts. And yes, he's emailing Ghislaine Maxwell saying that he has some questions about her. I mean, It just does not stack up.
Kate, Buckingham Palace appear to be issuing the same denials as they have been issuing all along now. Is there any sense in perhaps, in any sense that maybe a more senior royal might need to respond, or will they all just want to stay well away from this?
Well, just as Enda was saying, it doesn't stack up. I mean, anything Andrew said doesn't stack up. And this is the problem, I think, that they can issue press statements and they can say Prince Andrew's never had any contact with her, he's never met her. But increasingly, I think the public are doubting those kinds of press statements. I don't expect to see the Queen or Prince Charles talking about it. I think Prince Charles probably feels he's taken action. The Queen's taken action. They have, you know, expelled him from public life, really, because all the charities were losing him as well. But simply, I think there's not really much Prince Andrew can do to stop this. I think there's a momentum. I think there is going to be an investigation. I think he probably will end up being interviewed by the authorities about this. And certainly, you know, I think the story is not over now. I think it is. I think we're going to see a long continuation of it. And so I think the royal family are obviously covering their hands in complete shock, but there's probably not much they can do to stop it.
Yeah, and Kate, not just reminders of hospitality being extended by Andrew to Ms. Maxwell and Mr. Epstein in Windsor and Balmoral, but there was that never-seen-before picture of Prince Andrew attending Royal Ascot with Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, and they were obviously very relaxed in each other's company.
Oh, yes. Well, they seem to have been great friends. And we seem to understand that Andrew was in conversation with Ghislaine Maxwell earlier this year. This woman that, as Enda said, cannot be found. And they seem to have been very good friends. They seem to have spent a lot of time with them. And they seem really to have been, maybe we're getting the impression this is some of his best friends. They came to birthday parties. They came to Sandringham. They were in the Queen's orbit. I mean, it probably is very likely at one of these birthday parties that he brought them to, William's 18th and Andrew's own party, that they did actually meet the Queen. And so he's exposed his mother, he's exposed his family. We understand that his daughters were taken to the island when they were very small. He exposed his daughters to all of this. I think that we see in front of us a man who just didn't, he's completely oblivious to the truth of what was going on. And certainly in his Panorama interview, when he said, when Emily Maitlis said to him, so were there trafficked women at these mansions? And he said, well, I'm just used to staff. I see them everywhere, as if there's a comparison between Buckingham Palace footmen and trafficked women.
So mind you, Kate, terrible. I mean, there was the contribution of the, I suppose you could call him a celebrity lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, saying he never noticed anything amiss either.
Well, he's obviously also being accused. And the thing is, you know, you can say you didn't see anything amiss. You can say that And I think maybe the people who just popped in there for a reception or the odd drink party probably wouldn't have done. But people who are staying there, when Andrew's recorded as doing, in a period where there are girls going in and out the whole time, people who are staying on this island, which seems to have been even decorated, as one of the ladies was saying last night, basically for sexual exploitation, yeah. I think it really is very difficult to say that you didn't, and that you just imagine these 15-year-olds are just there, just standing around, and they were just officially there, and they were sort of the chums of Epstein.
Finally, and Donald Trump is in London for the NATO leaders' meeting. Now, he was saying earlier that he's not getting involved in the British general election, but he does support Boris Johnson. I suppose there must be a certain unease in the Tory party, or is there, about this two-day visit?
I think the unease would have been had he waded in on the National Health Service, but he has batted away questions today. He was trying to give a news conference without saying anything, but make no mistake, there'll be some headline out of this. He's off to the palace tonight. What could possibly go wrong?
Indeed. Well, look, we leave it there for now. My thanks to you both, Enda Brady of Sky News and Kate Williams, Professor Kate Williams, Royal Historian. Thank you both for joining us from London. We're talking beef and that task force after the break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.